astronomical unit in a minute. The light year is the distance, not a unit of time. It's commonly taken as a unit of time. No, no, it's a unit of distance. It's the distance a ray of light will travel in 1 year. Oh, is that hard to appreciate? Light moves at a speed of 186,000 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. That's 8 times around the Earth, 1 second. Here to the moon in 1.5 seconds. From the sun to here in 8 minutes. We could say the sun is 8 light minutes away. Pluto is several light hours away. Interesting aside, you know, if you visited Pluto and you want to talk to the folks back home, you start talking and your telephone message doesn't reach back home for another 4 hours. Long way to go. That is, we see things as they were in the past. You do not see the sun as it is now. You see it as it was 8 minutes ago. The nearest star is 4 light years away. It's about 270,000 astronomical units. So the light year and other units similar to that become the standard for interstellar use and even for use across the whole universe, for that matter. One of the more common questions that I will get is, doesn't that bother you? You're looking at stars. The nearest star is 4 light years away. You're seeing as it was 4 years ago. What's it doing now? It could blow up, which it can't. It can't. Relax, it can't. It could blow up, and you wouldn't know it for 4 years. And yes, that's absolutely right. And I don't care, because I can't know anything until light gets to me anyway. So my now is when the light gets to me. Now, if you want to walk around your house or your office in a daze, think about this. You're looking at your colleagues or at your family. Light travels about a foot in a trillionth of a second. You see everybody around you as they were a few trillionths of a second ago. You don't see them as they are now. And the people farther away from you, you see more farther into the past. So you're not looking at anything in that context, that sense of now. Now is when the light arrives. So none of this bothers us very much. We simply ignore the fact that there's a light travel time. We see things as they are when they get to us. And we're looking at all the stars in the sky at different distances, and we see them as they were in the distant past. All at different distance ages, different stages in their ages. And that's really not a problem, because stars live for far longer than that little light travel time anyway. They live for millions and billions of years. Who cares about a few thousand here and there? Just like when you're looking at your colleagues, a few trillionths of a second in the lifetime of a human being doesn't mean anything at all. So it really matters not. And we can forget the whole thing. Otherwise, we wander around like this wondering, you're looking at everybody in the past. It can drive you crazy after a little while. So we forget about it. 4 light years, it's a long way to go. It's why we haven't gone to the stars and why it's going to be very, very difficult to go. The distances are spectacular. You can't even use this Earth as a marble scale. Let's take the sun as a marble now. We'll shrink it down from the wagon wheel down to the marble, and the Earth is about that big, it's about as big as a grain of sand on that scale. The nearest star is 170 miles, about 250 kilometers away. The scale is really